Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Justin McElroy is a junior at Canyon High School in northern L.A. County. Halo 2 has just been released, the Xbox game by Microsoft, as we have told you earlier in the program. In 24 hours, it's done $124 million worth of business. $124 million. This is a big game. And Justin, welcome to our program. I know you're a Halo 2 fan. You're also sit on your student council, correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about Halo 2 and why it's important to you guys and why it is important, particularly up at your school.
Halo 2 is probably the biggest game to come out probably since gaming started, and is very significant to our generation. And at our school, we have student advisors that we can go to and tell them what, you know, our advice would be as students for how the school is being run. And Mr. Porter, who is my homeroom teacher and also advises our student council, and I told him about Halo 2 coming out and that it was going to be a pretty significant event for kids of my generation, and I told him that we wanted a day off to have the opportunity to get into the game.
You're asking for a day off this week?
Yes, sir, to look at different levels and play at least one game on it, and that way be able to have this experience, which my generation's is equivalent in a lot of ways. Like, people are taking Veterans Day off, and so we said, why don't we get to take off a day for this game, which is very important.
So you're asking this teacher to approach the school board or the administration?
Yeah, it's pretty revolutionary idea, I guess, because we told them that we wanted to set aside this Friday because the game came out on Monday night, and that we wanted them to set aside this Friday so we could have the day off to experience what's a significant event for my generation.
Well, you're asking for a day off to play a video game.
Well, that's correct, yeah, but I mean, you have to understand, and if people don't understand, that's fine, but it's like, I don't really understand the fascination around Veterans Day, yet everybody gets to have that off, or a lot of stuff that has happened to other generations, like Kennedy being assassinated or whatever.
Yeah, but, okay, fair enough, but Veterans Day honors the men and women who served in our armed forces.
Yeah, no, I know, but it isn't that big of a thing to me and other people my age, but I respect that. It's a big thing to you, and so I told Mr. Porter, who is our advisor, and Ms. Annandale is our history teacher, and I said to her that Xbox Halo 2 is a big event for us, like Veterans Day was, and I told them that we wanted to take Friday off.
Well, but you told them, and then they turned you down, right?
Well, yeah, they said no, but I, you know, offered them the chance, and the student prefects and the student council members, we took a vote, and we're going to give them a chance to rethink it before Friday.
All right, but what I want to say to you, in a way, because what I'm hearing you say, inherent in your comments is a kind of an inflexibility. You want Friday off for Halo 2, and the teachers have said no. What leverage do you have that can change your mind?
What leverage do we have?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into people being at odds with each other. I mean, you know, it's important to us. We're very proud of our school, and I'm the junior class president. I sit on our student council as the junior class prefect, and we advise Ms. Annandale and Mr. Porter of what we wanted. And one of our freshman class student council members came into one of the council meetings we had, and he had gone online and gotten a reprint of like news stories from Columbine, and he came into the meeting with these kind of just laying out on his desk, and so Mr. Porter could see it, and I didn't think that what he did was right, but it sort of sends a message of what, you know, some kids who aren't thinking right are capable of.
And what is that? What does that mean? You're the kid printed off?
Yeah, he came in with, you know, and I thought it was probably pretty radical for him to do that, but you have to understand. I don't know why everybody's all, you know, hot for Veterans Day, because that doesn't matter to me or to anybody that I know, but yet we'll honor it and we'll take it off and we'll do what they say. So they need to also look at what we want, and we want Friday off so we can sort of celebrate Halo 2, because it's very big.
Well, I told my own sons, my guys went out to get the game Monday night. I said, I understand it's a major cultural event for your generation, But I also told him that you can't come home and play it, that you got school.
And my parents said the same thing. And
so you were not able to play it?
No, I wasn't. And we understand that, but we do need to have a day off this week so that we can, because it's, first of all, it's a really expensive game. It's also important to be able to play it because of how we feel about it. And that's why we are going to tell them that we're going to take Friday off.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Justin is, how old are you, Justin?
I'll be 17 on December the 3rd, and I'm junior class president right now. I'm junior class prefect, too, at our student council.
All right, so you're 16?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the game Halo 2, and there may be a lot of people listening to me that are not familiar with it, is a game...
Well, but isn't that something else, Mr. Henry? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
That is kind of insulting to say a lot of people don't know about Halo 2. They want me to know about Veterans Day, and they want me to know about when Kennedy got shot and everything, but they won't listen about Halo 2 because that's important to us, and maybe they don't think it's important, but it is.
All right, I understand that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We talked to Justin McElroy here of Canyon High School about Halo 2. The new version, Halo 1, was the first, and Halo 2 is the second, and probably the most anticipated video game ever, and perhaps the most popular since the introduction of Halo of video games with the old Pong game back in the 70s. It's an Xbox game. It's produced by Microsoft. I want to get back to this notion you say we're going to take Friday off. You're not asking?
Well, we asked... to take Friday off, and they said no, and we're giving them a couple of days to think about it.
But if they come back with the same answer, no, you don't get Friday off to play Halo, what is your response to that?
Well, we're hoping that it's not going to come to that, and we're very hopeful and very positive that it's going to, that they're going to just let us take Friday off and not, you know, push the issue, because it's insulting for them not to respect that we like Halo, but they ask us to care when they talk about Pearl Harbor and everything. And
well, are you comparing the release of Halo to events such as Pearl Harbor? You've mentioned
and Woodstock. It's not just about tragedies, but like Woodstock.
All right, Woodstock, Pearl Harbor, Veterans Day, the release of Halo 2. You see all these things.
Well, and it's probably more like Veterans Day, because Veterans Day is not that big of a day, but it's important. Or maybe more like, you know, when my mom told me about going to see the Beatles when they came to the Hollywood Bowl, and I, you know, she tells me all these stories. I'm like, I'm not really all that interested, but I try to, you know, pretend like I care. You know, and I understand. You know,
then you would forgive some adults listening to you who aren't all that interested and are pretending to care about Halo 2.
Well, yeah, but by the same notion, you have to care to the point where, if we say we want to take a day off, you have to let us have the day off, because...
Well, why? I mean, you haven't described that.
Because why do we have to take Veterans Day off? Somebody...
Well, I can give you the reasons.
I know you could give me the reasons, and I can give you the reasons why we want to have a day off for Halo 2. And I may think the reasons, you know...
But Justin, the Veterans Day is a day, as you know, as you've learned in school, and as you may have friends who are veterans... It honors our veterans.
Yeah, but that, to me, is a stupid thing. I mean...
You don't believe in honoring our veterans?
No, I didn't say that, but taking a day off for it is stupid. Because, and I'll tell you why. So what? I mean, they fought, and that's fine, but it's stupid to take the day off, in my opinion. But I'm not saying don't take it off. I'm saying you should take off, I guess, whatever day you want. But if I'm going to take off Veterans Day, which... It's kind of stupid to me, only...
Not because we don't honor our veterans? But what is stupid about it?
It's not about honoring our veterans. Taking the day off is stupid. But if you want to take a day off that's stupid, then why won't you let us take off a day for Halo? So it's like we've given them 2 days to think about it, and actually that's tomorrow is when we want to hear that they're going to let us take the day off.
If the answer comes back, no, you don't get to take the day off for Halo 2, what will be your response?
Well, I don't want to get into that, because we're anticipating that they're going to be sensible and let us take it off.
Well, you bring up the fact that the kid came in with the Columbine stories.
Well, that wasn't right. I agree, but in a way, it was right. And,
well, in a way that it was right, what? It's threatening with violence?
Well, no, but it's just he was letting Mr. Porter know, you know, that it's hard to explain, but we can, if we're pushed, do that. I don't want to do that, and I won't do that. But if you push a kid, then he can do that.
Are you saying that there's going to be violence if you don't get a day off to play Halo 2?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Then why are you making excuses for this kid that came in with the Columbine stories?
I'm not making excuses for him. I'm saying all he wanted to let Mr. Porter know is what some kids are capable of if you shut them down. That's all.
All right. 1-800-449. Sounds like he's playing video games there, doesn't it? That's Justin McElroy, a high school senior from Canyon High School on Halo 2. The release of Halo 2 on Monday night has been record-breaking, $124 million. There are millions of kids buying it. It's a major cultural event, and they want Friday off at their high school to be able to get into this game and to play it. When I said, why do you need a day off? You heard his response, why do we have to take a day off for Veterans Day? I said, well, because of our veterans. He said, well, I'd like a day off for Halo 2. He also described Veterans Day as a day where we should honor our veterans, but he thinks it's stupid, quote-unquote, to take the day off. But he goes ahead and takes it off anyway because it seems to be important for everybody else. Why can't they have the day off to play Halo 2, that is? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
On with me is Justin McElroy from Canyon High School. Are you out at an arcade right now, Justin?
Right now I'm just with a couple friends of mine. We're over at the Promenade Mall where we go. Just playing some games right now. You know.
Okay, this is a school night, right?
Yeah, it's a school night, but my mom is... she told me that I shouldn't play video games, yet this is kind of what I'm talking about. She's sort of, I guess, I don't want to call my mom a slut or anything, but because, you know, she is happily married to my dad, but she sort of dresses inappropriate and thinks she's hot, and her friends think they're all hot, and it's sort of gross, I guess, to be around them, you know, and they're when at the house, so I...
You're trying to get away from your mother and her friends?
Well, yeah, I mean, they all think they're really hot looking and everything. They're like all 40 and or 40, 41 or something. And so I just, you know, take a break. But I told them, you know, that if we, you know, if when we get Friday off, which we better get Friday off because I don't think it's right to expose me to my mom's friends who think they're hot looking, but all they are just beasts, you know.
Are you saying Halo and playing Halo 2 gets you away from your mother's friends?
Well, it just gets me away from the hypocrisy of them. And they're just the hypocrisy of it all.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Tom. Tom, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Justin McElroy.
I appreciate that. Justin,
yeah?
You're talking about the video game was you thought as important as Veterans Day?
Well, Halo 2 is important to kids of my generation, yeah.
Okay, and you're kind of wanting the same thing that the veterans get, and that is day off, right?
Well, I'm saying if they get to have their day off on account of what they are, then we should get our day off, yeah.
Well, then tell me something. If that's the case... The veterans went out and literally died to be able to give you the freedom to complain about not getting a day off. Now tell me what
right.
this video game is going to give us? Is it going to give anybody any freedom?
Well, no, but if they
no,
died,
it's not
if they died
and
for
you
it,
you can't compare it to it either.
If they died
no,
for
you cannot compare it
hey,
to it.
Hey, shut up, man.
People if died,
don't tell a guy to shut up.
No, this guy wants to have
a video game for people that went out and fought for your freedom.
Well, if they died for my freedom, why can't I have my freedom if they died for it?
You've got it, but not to force somebody to give you a day off.
They have to, because
Don't have to either.
Well,
you're trying to force them to.
So, in other words, I have to sit around with my mom and her skank friends and look at that?
No, you don't have to do that. You can always go to a homeless shelter somewhere.
What? When's the last time you went to a homeless shelter?
I didn't because
I
know
they're
going
to
act like that around my parents.
What do you mean? I mean, I'm not the one dressing inappropriately. My mom's and her friends wear pants that are too tight and everything.
What has that got to do with you wanting to force the school to give you a day off and comparing it to Veterans Day?
Because my mom and her friends wear pants that are inappropriate and are so tight you can see everything, and I want to play Halo 2 to get away from how skanky they are.
Well, what's that got to do with Veterans Day?
Because
yeah, that's absurd.
How come everybody gets to take Veterans Day off, which I don't think is right, but okay, I'm not arguing with nobody about it. So why is everybody arguing with me about getting to take a day off for Halo 2?
No, nobody's arguing with. They just want
you
to understand that Halo 2 has never gone out and died for anybody.
You don't know anything about Halo 2, sir. I mean, you don't. It's important.
Okay, are you saying that Halo 2 has gone out and died for our freedom?
It's Halo 2 is the result of our freedom. It's the result of our freedom.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there you go. So we get
and
to have the day off.
You cannot force, and just because you got freedom from people dying, you cannot go out and force
your will on
somebody else.
Will they force their will on me?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, see?
You
say that we have freedom, but they're forcing me to take a day off for some veterans deal. Whatever.
Well, hey, I'm sure they'd probably let you go to school if you wanted to.
No, they won't. There's not going to be anybody there. Yeah, got you on that one. Okay, thanks a lot.
Not at all.
Thanks
a lot. It is.
Thanks for your call.
Hey, look, let me run the show, okay, kid?
Well, isn't there anybody else to talk to?
Well, hey, you just need to understand that your game has not done anything for anybody.
Look,
and
how come I
don't have anything to do with your mom?
How come I got to sit around and look at my mom wearing pants that are
you don't?
Tight
why don't you go in the other room or leave? Go somewhere, do something.
I'd like to play Halo 2, but I don't have enough time for it.
But thing out is, you can't force people to let you do that.
Well, they're forcing me to take Veterans Day off and to say that Kennedy was like assassinated and everything.
Well, he was assassinated.
Okay, I guess I have to believe it because they're forcing me to.
All right, Tom, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate
I appreciate your endeavors very much, and I can certainly understand that he can't see the light of day.
Thank you very much, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Alan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
My name is Alan Truesdell. I'm a former Marine, spent 12 years in the Marine Corps. I went in 1971, got out in 76, spent in 82 to 88.
So?
You have freedoms in this country that you would never have in any other country in the world. You better be proud of what you've got. In the United States of America, you can have your games. You can go out with your friends. If you're any of the countries that I've seen in this world, you wouldn't even be able to have a video game, a TV, or even pop in your house. You think that playing this game is so important. Why don't you go out and do something constructive, like help somebody put a house up for somebody like the homeless, or build a shelter for something to go out, but your freedoms to play a game, you can do that on Saturday, you can do it on Sunday, you can do it after school.
See, they won't
that
give
has
me
nothing
freedom.
To do with Veterans Day.
They don't give me freedom because they won't let me play. They won't let us take Friday off.
You don't need Friday
what
off because you need to get your education so you can do something good with your life instead of sitting around there being a skateboarder the rest of your life or whatever you do. Whatever your choice is, that's fine, but your games can be done on weekends. School is very important. You need your education so you can go on with life.
Well, how come we're taking off tomorrow?
If it hadn't been for the veterans, we wouldn't have anything in this country. The veterans are the ones that made it. They went to the wars. They've made it so we have a country that's respected.
Yeah, now I got to look at my mom and everything and her
so we can
friends.
Do.
All right, listen, Alan, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-866-866. The Phil Henry Show is back.
On the line with me is Justin McElroy, a high school junior. Halo 2, the video game from Microsoft, the Xbox game, is, you know, I'd be interested in playing this game too, Justin. I'm just curious, you are demanding Friday off at your high school so the kids can get into this game because you say it's a major cultural event. You've also, in a very frightening way, referred to Columbine. And I just want to know...
No, I didn't refer to it. I said that the kid came into our student prefect meeting.
No, you said a sub-freshman came in with Columbine clippings as if to scare one of the teachers.
Well, yeah, and I didn't agree with it. But also, you can't not say to a kid, well, you don't get to do this or whatever because, like those Columbine kids, they were crazy, okay? But, I mean...
But what?
Well, I just, you know, we want Friday off, and also, you know, my mom...
See, that's another thing. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Well, that's what you've been doing with all your callers and stuff.
All right, I'm sorry, man. But the fact is, you keep bringing your mother into this.
Because my mom, you know...
Do you love her?
Yeah, I love my mom.
But you're speaking disparagingly of her.
Because her friends and her are beasts. I mean, you know...
What do you mean by beasts?
Well, they all think they're hot. They're like 50 or something. Or my mom's like 42, but they all think they're hot looking. And, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to read or whatever because nobody will let me play a video game. And I've done my homework. And my mom will come in with her friends who, you know, have these clothes on that are gross. And they look gross. And they're sort of sex beasts, you know. They just, you know, go out to the mall or they go out to these meetings that they have, you know, like... some kind of a women's club or whatever they do, and they all think they're, you know, so hot, and they most of my friends want to get sick when they see them and everything like that. And so they need to give us Friday off because it's wrong to expose us to this kind of skank without giving us a day off and stuff.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Debbie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi,
Debbie.
Am I on?
Yes, ma'am.
Justin, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, if you'll let me answer it.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad, cool.
What do you plan on doing after college?
I want to go to...
After high school. Do you plan on going to college?
Yeah.
What do you plan on studying?
Marine biology.
Marine biology.
Yeah.
Okay, and...
What did you study?
My dear, I didn't go to college.
Why is it important for you to know whether I go to college?
Because I don't think the issue here is about Veterans Day versus your game. I think the issue here is respect. And I think you need to learn a little bit of respect.
I do.
As a young man, there is a lot to life more than a video game.
There's a lot to life more than Veterans Day. But
this is not about Veterans Day.
Yeah, it is. They say that Kennedy got assassinated. Did
this
he?
Is about,
I don't know.
This is about, no, this is about
How old
you,
are you
as a young man. I'm 44 years old.
Okay, can I ask you something? Do you have, like, kids?
I have a son that's in Iraq now.
Okay.
I have a daughter that's 22 that's in the National Guard. And
okay.
I have a 15-year-old.
Do you walk around the house all skank and everything?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Like, have you ever had a breast job? Because like all of my mom's friends, it's gross.
All right.
Well, young man, that
yeah, you know,
that's a family issue problem here. But I and it's like I said when I was on hold.
Walking around drinking wine.
Well, no, this is about the family,
yeah.
And that's the problem in this country today. If I tell my son
you can
that
see everything
in
the pants they wear and stuff.
Well, that it's not about that. If I tell you as a parent that your butt is going to school on Friday, your butt is going to school.
Okay, but when you're talking about... you can't say that to me while you're standing there wearing pants so tight I can see everything.
This is not about... What your mother wears.
I don't think it's right to be sexually abusing me like that.
Wait a minute, kid. Hold on. Just because...
Well, look, how can you tell a kid you got to go to school while you're standing there wearing pants so tight you can see everything?
This is an issue you need to discuss with your parents. Does your mom know that you're on the show right now?
What?
Talking about her like that?
Well, I don't really have to check with her because I'm right now I'm at the arcade right now.
No, but that's a
and
good question.
What time is it where you are?
9:30.
9:30?
Yes,
ma'am. At 9 o'clock at night, your butt should be at home.
Well,
okay, I don't care how old you
are. You're not my mom.
It doesn't. If I were your mom, you wouldn't have a face right now.
What? What does that mean?
You would not. My hand would go right across your face.
Oh, yeah,
hand.
While you're wearing pants that show your butt crack and everything?
Sorry
sure.
about that. I don't wear pants that show my butt crack, okay? But this is about respect.
Well,
okay.
I do have
and
respect. I told the
obviously
people.
Obviously, you don't. If you're demanding Friday off and you're telling the school that if you don't get Friday off, something's going to happen.
No,
and I
didn't.
Hope that young man that brought in that Columbine pictures, I hope he's not at school right now. I mean, I hope they suspend young butt.
He was just trying to send a message to Mr. Porter.
What message?
In jail for less than that.
What message? You know the terrorist threats are a federal law violation?
God, spit it out, why don't you?
I did spit it out, kid. Do you know that making a terrorist threat is a violation of federal law?
Well, he didn't make it a terrorist threat. He was just trying to send a subtle message.
Bringing in Columbine clippings.
That young man should be in jail,
well,
sir.
Look, all we're asking for is a day off, just like the veterans get to have a day off, and I don't understand it, and just like Kennedy got assassinated, everybody says that's a big thing. Okay, fine. I'm not saying it wasn't. I don't get it. But why can't we do Halo? Because it's important to us. And people, like, I don't know how old you are, but they all say that Woodstock is a big thing. Woodstock looked like a bunch of drug addicts laying in mud, and it was disgusting. So why can't I play Halo in the privacy of my home after I've taken a bath? Okay? And yet, my mom and her friends, who say Woodstock was so cool, and they walk around showing their butt cracks, and I can't play Halo, and I'm not showing crack to nobody.
You got an answer for this, Debbie? Because I'm all out of answers.
This young man
yeah.
has some desperate
See?
Issues.
No, you guys
this
don't
is,
have no
this
answers.
Is, no, this is,
you don't have any answers.
This is what the family. I have answers, young man. And if you were my son, you would not be on the show talking the way you're talking.
Well,
okay?
I wouldn't be talking the way I'm talking to my mom.
No,
would say,
you would be at home in your room asleep now.
Well, I have to
okay?
remind you, I'm
you
a junior class president.
You would not be out playing video games at 9:30, 10 o'clock
It's a school night, man. It's a school night.
No, it's not. Tomorrow's right. Veterans Day. But
no, what? Is tomorrow Veterans Day, Chris?
Do you enjoy Christmas vacation?
Pardon me?
Do you enjoy Christmas?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy Christmas vacation?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy summer vacation?
Oh, well, let me just answer yeah to all the vacation questions.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. Those veterans that are celebrating tomorrow and those veterans that are over there in Iraq right now, well, they are dying so that you have that right.
Well, what about
to have
what Halo
Christmas vacation and they
what is,
that you have
what,
that right.
What about what
exactly,
Halo 2
so
has
you
done?
You have the right to play that game.
Well, what about
okay?
what Halo 2 has given to everybody? And, it, yes. and our generation wouldn't have anything to be happy about if Microsoft hadn't come up with it.
Okay. Look, Debbie.
Okay.
Well, look at kid. You know, you want to say something dumb, I'm going to react that way. Debbie, thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Justin McElroy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've had, I don't know, you're...
Look, dude,
you
put
don't
the
need
bottle
an extra
down,
day
man.
Off. You want to play your games, play it on Veterans Day. You already got that day off.
How come you're drinking?
Oh, I'm driving a truck, you dummy. I'm not drinking.
Well, it sounds like you've been drinking or something.
Why don't you have a little respect for the caller, okay? You don't know anything about him.
Yeah, you don't.
Hey, how come they get to have Veterans Day off?
I don't get Veterans Day off. I never have.
Well,
because I'm not a federal, state,
yeah, but you
county,
know
city employee, school teacher, librarian, or a banker.
Yeah,
I don't
but also,
get...
the reason why you don't get the day off is because you drive a beer truck.
As for your friend...
I think you'd like to smack me.
As for your friend that brought the Columbine literature to school, yeah, he'd get the day off. He'd get 30 days in a row off he'd have to make up after the school year.
What are you talking about?
Your little friend that brought the Columbine literature to school.
He was just sending a message to the adults that...
They I sent a message to him, give him 30 days off, that he's got to make up at the end of the school year.
He'd be suspended.
Well, yeah.
Well, Okay, but see, you're lucky. You're just driving around out there with wine coolers in the back. What do you care?
I wish it was wine coolers.
Well, if you've played Halo 2, you'd understand what I'm saying. You should stop off at a truck stop where they have a lot of the good games and play it.
They don't have it in truck stops.
Don't interest me. Between Seattle and Portland, there ain't a whole lot of truck stops, and I wanted to stop there.
Are you kidding? You're driving between Seattle and Portland? God, I feel sorry for you.
Hey, pay the bills.
All right, listen, Dave, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah,
well, but keep on trucking, Pops.
Yeah, Pops, I'll pop to you.
Don't bend over for the soap.
Hey, you know what? You got a real smart mouth on you, kid.
Well, people are calling up with stupid stuff that they're saying, and they're boring.
Boring, huh? They're saying stuff about...
I'm just saying, we got to have Friday off for Halo 2. I got friends coming over for a fest and everything.
Here is Aubrey. Aubrey, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hi. Wanted to tell... Justin is his name?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Justin. I want to tell you I totally agree with you or I understand where you're coming from when you're saying that, you know, you felt uncomfortable at home with your mom.
Right.
And that, you know, she makes you feel uncomfortable. Well, that's great. But you're 16, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Aubrey,
yeah.
And I just served about 4 years in the United States Army. And I'm not going to get on you like all the other veterans, but what I'm going to tell you is what I experienced over in Iraq, okay?
Uh-huh, okay.
Is
Did you see anybody dead?
What's that?
Did you see dead guys and stuff? Or?
You know, don't say it like that, please, because that's hard. That's you know, hard.
Well, no, I don't mean like dead Americans.
You know,
I
flew on, you know, a helicopter where we, you know.
Did you see a dead raghead?
I
look, let the lady talk, all right? Let her talk.
You know, I'm not going to give you what you want to hear. But
no,
what,
no,
I
want to
tell you, I understand.
Did they make
I
you
understand
wear a burqa?
The point where you don't feel comfortable with your mom, okay?
Did they make you wear a burqa?
You know what? You're 16 years old. If you can earn your own living and earn your own home, then you have the right to speak about your mother like that. She has earned the right to have a home and tell you what to do in that home and act any way she wants. When you can earn your own money and your own living and get on your own, then, you know, do it. But you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but, I mean...
Okay, so what do you do for a job right now?
Okay, so she'll get a glass of white wine and wear these big high heels, and then when she sits down, you can see crack.
I don't care.
To
be honest with you, I don't care. There are so many resources out there. If she was honestly being a bad mother, then it would be taken care of.
You're not... He's not being abused. His mother probably dresses very contemporary.
You know what?
And like a lot of women in their 40s, they take care of themselves, and they look beautiful, and you think she looks like a skank.
Whatever his delusion is, his excuse, whatever it is,
did you wear a turban?
Listen, how do you pay for the game? How do you pay for the game that you're about to get, Halo 2?
I already bought it. I put money down for it 2 years ago. We put a deposit on
How'd you put money down for that? You were what, 2 years ago? So you were four,
My mom gave me the money, but I watered plants.
Right there.
No, wait a second. I watered plants.
No, I have another thing for you.
No, wait a second. You didn't hear what I said. I watered the plants in the house to pay her back.
You know what? Spend a weekend over in Iraq with children who do not have shoes. Okay.
Why would I want
when
to do that?
When children stand in front of a Humvee ready to risk their life saying that they're hungry.
Well, that sounds stupid. I'm not going to do that. Did you have to wear a turban when you were over there or anything?
You know what? That's none of your business.
You know what, kid?
That.
Good Lord.
I'm just asking if she wore a turban.
Okay, fine. Don't go to Iraq. Go down to Mexico. Why don't you go down to Mexico and go
ask someone
who is the same age as you. Ask them if they even know what an Xbox is.
You know what? I want to go to TJ so bad because there's a friend of mine. What are you talking about? I have a friend of mine whose dad is like a Mexican, like he owns a business. They got Xbox and everything. Hey, I want to go to TJ so bad because apparently they got like donkeys and stuff, but I don't want to talk about it because you're a lady. But
will you get off of that, man? You've had this lady, you've shown her nothing
boy,
but. And
I've
she
seen
was.
More than you probably will ever see in your life, okay?
Did you, when you were in Iraq, you see any of them snake charmers?
All right. Justin, you're not going to get Friday off.
You know what? Take the day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Take the day off for Halo 2, okay?
Right.
Take the day off for Halo 2.
Right.
But you know what? Pay the consequences. That's one thing.
Did you carry a gun?
This generation is not learning. Pay the consequences. If you take
the day this off, is a great generation. You know, this generation's represented by you, Aubrey. I always say the best people we got are over there.
You know, and
what about me?
You're just a jerk
people
off.
People like him, there are so many. I mean, my husband and I...
Got to watch that language.
Did she see that Sodom guy over there? Or?
Will you shut up? Justin McElroy, a real meathead. Halo 2 is out. You know, I don't blame the lady for using the F word. Aubrey, I just want you to know I don't blame you. Because today, people feel that it isn't really an objectionable word. We're living under a very antiquated system, an extremely antiquated system, whereby normal American colloquialisms are not allowed on the radio. If you can believe this, normal colloquial reference is not allowed on the radio. No wonder satellite radio is going to become huge. People want to talk like adults. And this imbecilic Federal Communications Commission decency guidelines that they cannot define, that they cannot constitutionally defend handing down, and that no radio company in America has got the guts to challenge, is, you know, this whole thing is going to be a fruit stand in about 5 years when satellite radio becomes the norm for American radio listeners. I had to dump out that perfectly good call because the lady used the F word, not in any overtly offensive way. She was quoting something that was said in the mall. But I got to dump it because, you know what, we're not grown-ups here. Everybody listening out there, all you guys, how does it feel to know you're not a grown-up? You're not grown-up enough. And don't tell me there might be kids listening, for God's sake. By the time a kid is 14, he knows every single one of those words. Oh, my God.
Do you think she had to wear a turban?
Will you get him out of here? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Tomorrow night we got Doug Danger, the gay man and gay journalist. Just a news note for you. I don't know whether you're aware of this, but France has death taxes, and this is very true. There is a death tax whereby if you die in France, they get a piece of your estate. That's why you see all of Picasso's art hanging in Paris, even though Picasso himself was a Spaniard. He died. He was residing in France at the time he died. Not if it's going to apply to Arafat, but it might, which means if that holds with Arafat, then France now owns like a third of Palestine. So, hey, all right. That'll be worth something to them frogs. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. phs@philhenryshow.com is our email. And www.philhenryshow.com, where you can get the best of the 2004 CD, Fahrenheit 7-Eleven, is our web address.
Show 1-800-449-868.